Well, another good horse through the carnival for trainer Benjamin Smith was In Her Time, and the feel is that she'll be back to run in Brisbane. Morning to you, Ben.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Horse went for a spell after its last run. How's it done?
Yeah, no, she's done great. We just kept her in the stables for a week after the Coolmore just to make sure everything was okay with her. Then we just give her 12 days in the sun and brought her back. And, you know, we're on target for the 10,000 first up.
Yeah, you've really mapped it out to put her in those good races up north.
Yeah, well, look, she's 4 turning 5 and she's definitely matured now and strengthened. So we just felt, you know, it's time to have a crack, and you know, Brisbane's a great carnival. So we'll take a similar approach to what we did this time, having a run, having a 4-week break and a trial in between, and then going a fortnight later again, which is basically what we've done this time, from the Breeders to the Millie Fox to the Coolmore.
Yep. And close to trialling?
Yes, she'll trial at Wyong on Monday.
Okay. So Wyong Monday, and that'll give you, is that the first?
It'll give me 13 days.
13 days into the Doomben 10,000.
Yeah.
Yep. And in the time that she had in the paddock, I mean, has she come back even a bit stronger?
Yeah, she has. She's definitely come back a bit stronger. I was just on the phone to one of my vets, actually, and, you know, her blood works a lot better than it was last time, which is a good improvement. And the rider was very happy with her, and she worked well on the course proper on Saturday.
Sounds like she's just, as you say, she's in the zone.
Yeah, let's hope so. And, you know, hopefully Monday justifies sort of what we've been thinking with her, and she can trial sort of well and, you know, keep improving and keep strengthening. And we just, like I said, I just hope it's all justified on Monday.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, so that's trial at Wyong on Monday and then the Doomben 10,000. Are we going to be able to get Josh Power off, or has he concreted himself on her?
Oh, I think, yeah, he's concreted himself on her. He's committed to all three rides this preparation, so I think it'd be pretty hard to get him off at this stage.
Yeah, no, that's good. So in mind, you've got the 10,000, what, the Stradbroke, or another race in the middle before the Tats Tiara?
No, probably the Stradbroke. Look, everything depends on the 10,000 and how she travels.
Yep.
That's sort of the linchpin to the program. If it all falls apart and she doesn't travel well, obviously that we'll have to really sit down and reassess.
Yep.
But if she travels well, runs well, you know, we definitely look at the Stradbroke.
Well, she had a terrific preparation during our Sydney Carnival just gone in her time, and if she's matured and comes back equally as well or a bit better, she's going to be right in these races. How about the rest of the team there at Newcastle, Ben? You got a few extra numbers in?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're slowly building. We've got a lot more horses in pre-training, and we've got just younger horses coming through the grade, and hopefully come probably towards the end of the Brisbane Carnival, there's a couple of horses there that we might be able to get up for a Sunshine Coast Guineas and a couple of races like that.
You better give us some names there, Ben.
Any see them in the noms, Andrew.
Yeah, see them in the noms. All right. Well, I'll stand by for that. But it sounds encouraging that you might not just have In Her Time up there. There may be one or two others.
Hopefully.
Good on you, mate.
Fingers
thanks.
Crossed.
Yeah. No. Good. Good luck with it, mate. And we'll stay in contact. And we'll certainly watch out for that trial on Monday at Wyong within her time. Thanks a lot, mate.
No, anytime. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Ben. Benjamin Smith, the trainer of In Her Time, who was so good during the carnival.